This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
The National Weather Service office in Pueblo says an air quality alert will remain in effect until at least 9 o'clock this morning for the entire state of Colorado. Forecasters expecting the heaviest smoke to impact sheltered valley locations where that atmospheric mixing will be more limited. Speaking of the poor air quality we've been seeing, it's sparking allergies and making it harder for some people to breathe. One local doctor says the largest concern right now is long-term effects days like this could have on our lungs. KRDO's Jessica Grunling with more on how you and your family can stay safe during these smoky days.
Some of those things you can do during smoky days is keep your windows and doors closed during the early afternoon. Dr. Tony Gerber suggests also using a humidifier in your home. He says the humidity will help bring down some of the particles. Some of the most common symptoms include burning in your nose and chest, but just because you're fine now doesn't mean you still aren't at risk for a reaction. Now, some of those things you could see later on are chronic lung disease or other health problems like a heart attack or stroke. And he also says you may want to avoid burning incense and even lighting candles and spraying air fresheners because those extra particles could bring down the air quality in your home even further.
Once again, KRDO's Jessica Grunling. We'll have a check of the forecast with Storm Tracker 13 meteorologist Chris Larson still ahead with when we can expect some of this smoke to finally move out of the area. One Pikes Peak area school district apparently unwilling to cooperate with El Paso County Public Health when it comes to COVID-19 guidelines. A memo sent out to Falcon District 49 staff members from the district's director of communication says that D49 will not act as enforcement agents for public health recommendations. The memo says individuals will not be expected to divulge their health status even if they test positive for the virus, and the district will not report positive tests of the virus or participate in contact tracing as requested by the health department. According to local reports, the memo has generated some concerns amongst parents since it was disclosed last week. The health department is still reviewing that memo. In Manitou Springs, mask requirements on all city-owned businesses regarding a vaccination status have returned. The mask policy begins today. It applies to places like City Hall, the Public Works Building, the Police Department, and City's Pools and Fitness Center. The staff members will wear masks unless they're seated at a desk and maintaining 6 feet of distance from other employees. City is encouraging all residents and visitors to get vaccinated due to the threat posed by the Delta variant of COVID-19. What's an issue we've been talking about for months now is the U.S. is lifting restrictions and there's a serious shortage of laborers. Employers are desperate for workers. It's a problem across the country and right here in Southern Colorado. One Colorado Springs-based recruiting company launching an incentive program and hopes to change that. John Clarkson with the group Spirion in Colorado Springs. He's the owner of that company. It's a recruiting and staffing agency matching people with jobs. Clarkson says that the pandemic is prompting some changes to the workforce to help make employees feel valued and fill jobs in the area. He's launched a 2-month incentive program his own.
Right now we've got over 60 open positions, manufacturing positions, call center, administrative. So for those people that are looking, it's a good way to get the word out to them that we're here to help.
Now, he says over the last month, they've started to see traction in filling positions, but it's been a challenge. According to the Colorado Department of Labor and Unemployment, the unemployment rate for June was at 6.2%. In El Paso County, it was 6.6%, about 2% under the highest counties in the state, which were Huerfano and Pueblo counties. The Teller County Sheriff's Office is still looking for an inmate who escaped the county jail on Friday. The Sheriff's Office says Chancey Ray Caldwell was wanted on assault and possession of a weapon by a previous offender. According to a Facebook post yesterday, the sheriff's office said an update would be made when there is new information about the Caldwell case. Anyone who sees Caldwell should not approach him and is urged to contact the sheriff's office as soon as possible. A man arrested for kidnapping, sexual assault, and other charges is scheduled to appear in court later today. Colorado Springs police arrested Saul Bujanda Friday after he allegedly broke into his ex-girlfriend's home and confronted her about a new relationship. Investigators say Bujanda then forced the woman to go to his home where he held her hostage and sexually assaulted her. The woman texted 911 after he fell asleep and was taken to an area hospital for treatment. Police later arrested that suspect.
Hazy and hot for your Monday afternoon. Smoke and haze. We do have an air quality alert up for the entire state of Colorado. Highs today in the mid-90s for Colorado Springs, 101 in Pueblo. As we go overnight into Tuesday morning, morning starts are mild in the low to mid-60s. And again, partly cloudy and hot for your Tuesday afternoon, 91 degrees Colorado Springs, 96 in Pueblo. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.